Claire Hannah from the SDLP. Your reaction to this, Claire?
Well, thanks, Stephen. And I think, you know, the process flaws are key here. And we believe that this was set up to facilitate exactly these sorts of outcomes. I do have political concerns about the outcomes, and I'll get to those if we have time. But the SDLP haven't jumped on the bandwagon here, as Stephen from the detail outlined as far back as March 2011, and this is on the Hansard record of the Assembly. We did call this a slush fund because we had concerns immediately. One, because there were obvious delivery projects.
And then continue to sit on the steering group.
There's one steering group that has an SDLP representative, and I'll come to that. But we raised concerns first about the process, and then, yes, later on, about some of the projects that were funded. And again, I don't have a list of the fully funded projects. You can go onto the website and you get stuff like a refurbishment of a community project, and it doesn't give the details. So, yes, there are good projects out there that we can see, but nobody knows what has been funded. We also don't have a massive objection to OFM, DFM are entitled to have political priorities. Indeed, when our party and the UUP were in the executive, there was the executive programme fund that delivered on their priorities. It's worth noting, though, that their priorities were the cancer centre in Belfast and the Tomb bypass. So that gives you a bit of perspective on the worldview. But both of those projects, they didn't just hand their mates for building. They were subject to public procurement processes. And the fact is, money is tight, particularly in the third sector. Groups are going to the wall and really struggling. So if the groups that OFM and DFM are so keen to give references to are so good, then they've nothing to fear from an open, transparent procurement process.
You could have been shouting louder about this, couldn't you?
I don't know that we could, Stephen. I mean, like I say, if you go and feel free, you or anyone else, to go and look on Hansard, as far back as 2011, and repeatedly we have raised it in assembly questions and in every budget debate whenever it comes up and money is moved around. We did most of our... There's one of the steering groups across Northern Ireland, of which I believe there are nine. There is one with SDLP representation, someone who was appointed last year to replace a previous person who had been an SDLP nominee but who wasn't a member. Okay. And the rest of them have resigned. And they have resigned and put on record their resignation in the early years of the process because they had no confidence. And that wasn't an abdication, but they knew, for example, that the appointments were politically made with no open competition and that the process was fatally flawed. And we have put on record the fact that there was no objective criteria, that local decisions about which projects should proceed were overruled by OFM and DFM.
Okay. Claire Hannah, thank you.